Shabamadava Dino Dayal. Keshavamadava Dino Dayal. Shanna Puri Mayurana Shikoduri
The Killing of Dainakasura. The demigods felt great satisfaction as they flew in the sky above Vrindavan watching Krishna's blissful cowherding pastimes. The happiness of Krishna and Balaram increased moment after moment as they played with their friends. One day, everyone listened to Krishna narrate the glories of Vrindavan's trees, creepers, bees, deer, and animals to his elder brother. Due to the hot sun, drops of perspiration appeared on the foreheads of Krishna and Balaram. To relieve their exhaustion, they rested in the shade of some thick foliage. The coward boys, while laughing and speaking sweetly, removed the fatigue of Krishna and Balaram by offering various items. These personal services increased their affection for Krishna more and more. Sometimes Krishna comforted Balaram by personally massaging his feet and offering other services. Feeling refreshed, Krishna and Balaram ignored the hot sun and played again with the coward boys, laughing gleefully in great delight. Overcome with merriment, they followed the cows into the forest. Everyone relished a festive mood bathing in the natural aura of Krishna's sweet love. With a stream of honey-dipped words, the boys spoke to Krishna, who is generous, attractive, expert in all types of sports, full of matchless strength, and the best among all worthy persons. The coward boys said, "O Krishna, supreme enjoyer and all-powerful one, please hear us. Our bodies can no longer tolerate the severe hunger we feel. Nearby is a forest of tall palm trees, full of mouth-watering fruits. The sweet aroma of those ripened fruits attracts our minds. Simply shaking the trees will bring all the luscious fruits to the ground. Our desire to have those fruits is very great. If you think it is a good idea, then let us go to that tall forest." After hearing this, Krishna agreed to satisfy their desires by entering the forest guarded by the evil Dainuka. While observing the beauty of the forest, Krishna stated his intentions to take the fruits. The branches of the trees bent down from the weight of the ripened bright orange tala fruits. The tightly packed clusters of fruits appeared like one big fruit. The fruit trees practically touched the clouds and were beyond the reach of the common people. The fragrance of the tala fruits pleased the entire earth. Being greedy for that fragrance, the wind stole it and made a rustling sound in the leaves of the trees as it ran away. Krishna glanced happily at those trees and gave the command, "Pick the fruits!" The coward boys threw stones at the tall fruits with their restless hands. Dainuka, a demon in the form of a donkey, exploded with anger upon hearing the loud sound of the falling fruits. Suddenly, the sky darkened from a huge dust cloud created by the scratching of Dainuka's hooves, and the earth trembled from the stomping of his feet. His deafening roar frightened the demigods. Ignoring the other boys, Dainuka brayed louder than thunder while attacking Krishna and Balaram. Before the invincible lords, Dainuka looked like a grasshopper jumping into a fire. Intending to kill them, he charged Balaram and violently kicked the lord's chest with the hooves of his hind legs. With the fingers of his left hand, Balaram seized Dainuka by his hooves and threw him into the top of a palm tree. The demon groaned loudly and died. Seeing the death of Dainuka, his fellow ass demons sought revenge for the loss of their close friend. Large numbers of strong donkeys immediately attacked Krishna and Balaram, but the two brothers easily killed them all. Abundant fruits fell from the trees and piled up on the ground below, which turned muddy from the juice of so many broken fruits. The boys threw the unripe fruits around in play. Knowing the rules of purity, they did not touch the fruits contaminated by the blood of the demons. Just smelling the strong fragrance of the tall fruits satisfied them. Krishna, Balaram, and the coward boys collected the cows while admiring the stout trees of the forest. Noticing the arrival of afternoon, Krishna made his way back to Vrindavan. Krishna, the crest jewel of lovers, performed human-like feats while playing his flute and wandering on the bank of the Manasi Ganga. The pleasant evening breeze carried the clouds of dust raised by the hooves of the cows returning to Vrindavan. The dust appeared to kiss the coward boys as it slowly sprinkled down on their hair and turbans. The Brajagopis, watching intently from the rooftops, lost their minds upon hearing the melodious sound of Krishna's flute and seeing his delightful face. Conveying his secret attachment, Krishna glanced lovingly toward them with his lotus petal eyes before entering his house. When Krishna and Balaram arrived, Yashoda and Rohini enthusiastically cleansed the dust from their bodies, washed and rubbed them with oil, and bathed them. After dressing and ornamenting the two brothers, they fed them and laid them down to rest. By nature, Krishna is an unfathomable ocean of sweetness and the best among all qualified persons. His beauty illuminates the whole universe and dispels the lamentation from the hearts of his obedient followers.
Tule Radha Nabo.